I've got some genuinely exciting news to kick us off today. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange has officially done away with that long-standing CME gap. They're launching continuous, 24/7 trading for their cryptocurrency futures contracts. It's a huge win for the space.
It really is a significant development. For years, the regulated futures market operated on a traditional schedule, closing from Friday evening to Sunday night. That created a real structural disconnect with the cryptocurrency spot market, which never actually sleeps.
And that mismatch was such a headache, right? Institutional portfolios were left completely exposed to wild weekend price swings, making it nearly impossible to manage risk effectively.
Exactly. The push to go round the clock was largely driven by those very same institutional investors. Think hedge funds, asset managers, and corporate treasuries. They rely heavily on futures to hedge their exposure and balance their portfolios.
So when the market closed for the weekend, their hedging strategies would just fall out of sync with spot prices. That created all sorts of pricing inefficiencies and even opened the door to arbitrage.
Precisely. Continuous trading fixes that by allowing real-time position adjustments. It improves price discovery and lets institutions lock in prices across all global market hours without interruption.
I love how this just makes everything flow so much better. Liquidity will now move continuously, which should lead to tighter bid-ask spreads, deeper order books, and fewer of those jarring price jumps when markets traditionally reopen.
We're looking at a major shift in market dynamics. This convergence is a clear sign of market maturity. It shows that traditional financial infrastructure is finally adapting to the reality of digital assets, rather than forcing crypto to bend to legacy banking hours.
And when futures and spot prices stay closely aligned like this, market makers can price derivatives so much more efficiently. Investors will finally have fewer surprises during those off-hours macro events.
But before we celebrate too loudly, we need to talk about the critical trade-offs. Continuous trading, definitely, introduces some new challenges.
Right, because weekend sessions on spot exchanges usually have much thinner liquidity. If a large order comes through, it could trigger wider price swings in the derivatives market.
Exactly. Traders now need to account for several key risks. Liquidity will inevitably thin during off-peak hours, which means more slippage and wider spreads. Plus, positions won't be frozen over the weekend anymore, so active monitoring or automated stop losses are absolutely essential.
And it's not just on the traders' shoulders. Brokers and clearinghouses have to maintain incredibly robust infrastructure to handle non-stop execution. Plus, without a natural market break, there's a real risk of psychological fatigue and overtrading.
All very valid points. It demands a higher level of operational discipline from everyone involved.
Still, I think we can agree that this move to 24/7 crypto futures trading is a truly transformative milestone.
I couldn't agree more. It bridges the gap between traditional finance and decentralized digital assets. It gives institutional players a far more reliable risk management tool, while requiring us all to step up our game operationally.
And for the broader crypto ecosystem, it's a beautiful signal of deeper integration with regulated markets, better pricing efficiency, and a clear maturation of the asset class into the global financial mainstream. Here, as to a more connected future.